Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's Ag Programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
From the Land-Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the Closing Market Report. It is the 22nd day of January, 2015. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Coming up in this half hour, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. And a bit later in the program, Matt Bennett from Channel Seeds will join us to take a look at the cash grain market. The two of them will give us a good idea of what's been happening and the importance of this time frame as it relates to the rest of the marketing year. There are some interesting things happening in the market. I hope you'll stay with us for the program, and don't forget, at the end of the half hour, we'll talk about the weather forecast, and along the way, I'll tell you more about our all-day ag outlook. That's scheduled for the 10th day of March. That's March 10th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. If you want to call in right now and get your tickets, you can do that at 217-333-7300. Now, let's move forward with the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Well, let's take a look at the numbers as they finished up in Chicago for a Thursday afternoon. March corn at $3.83¾ was down 4¼ on the afternoon. May at $3.92 down 3¾, and July at $3.99¼ down 3¼. December corn $4.13¼, 2¼ cents lower for the day. From the soy complex, bean futures finished 6¾ lower at $9.76¾ in the March. May at $9.83 down 6½, and July $9.88¾ down 5¾. August soybeans $9.88¾ down 5¼, and November $9.61, 4¾ the loss for the day. Bean meal futures were down 40 cents in the lead option March at $330.10, and the bean oil on the afternoon at $31.97 down 44 cents. Chicago soft red winter wheat in the March down 3 at $5.33¾. July or the harvest month at $5.40¾ down 2¾, and the Kansas City hard red July at $5.73, 6½ cents lower on the day. From the live cattle futures, $153.32½ was the final trade in the February. It finished down 37½ cents. Feeder cattle at 216 were up 30 cents for the day. And March contract, that would be the January, and 205.90 in the March, up 60 on the day. That for feeder cattle. Lean hogs finished the February at $71.20. They were down $1.15. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, willag.org.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Let's check now the outside markets. Crude oil currently trading $46.68 a barrel. That's down $1.10. Heating oil or diesel fuel just about unchanged at $1.64.06 on the day. And the gasoline, the RBOB or wholesale price at $1.34 is a penny higher for the day. Natural gas at $2.85¢, down 12¢. Ethanol futures are up just slightly at $1.39¾. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 258 points higher at this hour, 17,749. New York Gold at $1,303, up $9.25. In the U.S. dollar now, 1.22 higher at 94.36. Here's what the weather forecast looks like. As it comes from the National Weather Service for the Urbana-Champaign area today, cloudy skies, a high of 37 degrees, mostly cloudy this evening, a low of 25, mostly sunny with a high of 41 for tomorrow, and Friday sunny, and a high of, well, that is Friday tomorrow, and then partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 29, Saturday sunny and 42, and Saturday night mostly cloudy and 32 degrees. By the time we get to Sunday, a chance of rain, some snow all before noon. Then a chance of rain in the afternoon as well. Cloudy, a high of 43 degrees. Chance of precipitation on Sunday set at 50% for the day. Sunday night, more rain, maybe a little snow. Cloudy, a low of 29. Mostly cloudy on Monday with a high of 33. Tuesday, sunny and 38. And Wednesday, partly sunny and 40 degrees. We'll have a more complete look at the weather forecast when we get closer to the bottom of this half hour.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is this Thursday afternoon, the 22nd day of January, 2015. On the phone line is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGP Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Dan, I've been looking at the charts and wondering a couple of things, frankly, whether this is what you would consider an important time in the marketing year. It tends to be a time when the tone of the market is set, but are there things that are showing up in the charts that give you any more direction at this time, at least in this chart set, than you've seen for a while?
Well, first thing that you notice, if you compare the price action that we've seen since the first of the year to what an average price pattern looks like on corn and soybeans, we're going in opposite directions. As a rule, markets, you know, once they make their fall lows, they have a slow grind higher. You really see it kick in to the high gear during the month of December, and we did see that with the prices, corn especially, going to new highs for the fall rally. Right at the pretty much right to the last day, I guess the last day is when we fell apart in December. And then that seasonal on both corn and soybeans stays up as we move on into February, and we get another strong kick to the upside during the first week or so of February. So what you're seeing probably more so in soybeans and probably corn is you are seeing a developing counter seasonal decline, which is not a good sign when you look at it from that perspective. Corn is kind of headed in that direction. We'll have to see how today's action performs here at the end of the week, but everything that we saw here today kind of looks like this thing is vulnerable to making new lows here for the decline. But today's weakness, a large portion of it was brought about by the 100-point surge in the dollar going to 11-year highs or so against the euro, and the euro making 11-year lows against the dollar with that big fiscal stimulus or quantitative easing program that the EU is approaching between now and September 16. That cast a pretty good negative tone clear across the U.S. commodity complex, because the dollar is still the reserve currency of the world, so everything is still priced in dollar denominations. And when the dollar gets stronger, that is a deflationary aspect for commodity markets, as it takes less dollars to buy a bushel of corn or a barrel of oil or whatever you're buying. So I think a lot of today's negativism was probably brought about by the dollar, but there's really nothing short term in the market that really has a theme to it. The only theme that we have probably going in the ag sector is what next year's corn acres will be. Will they be down 1, 2, 3 million and soybeans up 3, 4, 5 million? That's the only thing that I think the market is really somewhat focused on. I think our export sales tomorrow on corn might be halfway decent, but we are losing demand basically from the Ukraine. South America or South Korea was in the market last week, and they ended up buying Ukraine corn. They were back again in the market here this week. I think they got half their needs maybe filled by the Ukraine. country. So we are losing market share. And, of course, everybody's geared up for soybean sales to begin to slow from our pace because of the South American crop. You know, harvest is underway, but a major portion of any kind of major supplies entering the world channels is still a ways down the road. But just the idea that the demand will begin to shift to South America is putting a lot of pressure on the soybean complex.
Dan, I want to go back to a phrase that you used as it relates to corn, Ukraine, and Korea market share. Do you really think the United States market share of corn exports to Korea has been lost to Ukraine?
Black Sea corn has increasingly become a competitor of U.S. corn. It's probably becoming more prominent today than what it was a couple years ago, but they have slowly been creeping their way into the export market. And, you know, you can kind of look at our corn exports really for 10 years or 20 years, and other than a couple times, our corn exports have been generally flat, anywhere between 1.7 and 1.9. Now, there's been a few years where we were able to pop it in the 2.2s, 2.3s, but the growth in demand for corn has been basically on the domestic front, and that is with the ethanol market, which is now basically a 5 billion bushel, give or take a couple hundred million bushel market for corn. So we're going to see increasing problems or competition from the Ukraine, and then we're going to see if giving favorable weather, and I mean that's the big kicker here is favorable weather, but you're going to see South America basically a year-round supplier of soybeans and maybe even corn as we go down the road, depending upon how their production practices go. So we've got problems longer term in the export arena, and it's going to be exaggerated if we are in a period similar to the 90s where the U.S. dollar strengthened from basically the mid-90s into 2000, while the stock market went higher, world investors converted their currencies to U.S. dollars to buy U.S. stocks and made tremendous returns because their currency was devaluing while their investment in the United States was not only going up in stock value, but it was also going up in currency value. So that is what I'm fearful of when I look at this monthly dollar chart breaking out of this 10-year, 11-year sideways pattern here. Now, we'll have to see what happens down the road, but it is, at least at the moment, is a bearish influence that we're going to have to deal with here in agriculture, at least in the short term.
Have any upside objectives for the dollar? 112, 125?
Well, initially, what I would say is you would double the range that we were in for the past 11 years or so. And that would give you an upside target of something like 114. Mm-hmm. Now that's not back to the 2000 highs, but you know it's pointed in that direction. Let's put it that way.
All right. On that note, I think I will let you go. Thank you so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Do visit our website at willag.org. A couple of things you'll find there. If you look on the right-hand side of the page, you'll find our
calendar, and it has a list of events that are coming up. We'll be out and on the road with our brokers and panelists many times over the next month, and you can find out if we'll be near you. We'll also show you on that homepage our all-day Ag Outlook. It's the 10th day of March. That's of 2015, not very far away. You can call in right now at 217-333-7300 to get your tickets. They're just $25. If you've been to the All Day, you know that it's a great event, and Dave Dickey does a magnificent job putting it together. Done it again this year. You should go 217-333-7300 for your tickets today. Not convinced or don't know what it's all about? Visit willag.org, and you'll find all the information right there on our homepage. Now, speaking of Dave, he's here now with today's Ag News.
In agricultural news, the Environmental Protection Agency will release, at a minimum, the 2014 Renewable Fuels Standard mandate sometime this spring. In November of 2013, the EPA proposed a reduction in the mandate for 2014 from the statute requirement of 18.1 billion gallons to a 15.0 billion to 15.52 billion gallon range. By statute, the renewal volume obligations must be finalized by November 30th of the prior year. The European Central Bank today says that it will purchase Eurozone countries' government bonds, a landmark decision aimed at combating stagnation and ultra-low inflation in a region that has emerged as a top risk to the global economic recovery. Officials kept its main lending rate unchanged at 0.5%, and a separate rate on overnight bank deposits parked with the central bank at -0.2%, meaning banks must pay a fee to keep surplus funds at the ECB. Still, many analysts question whether quantitative easing will work within Europe's fragmented economy and banking system, especially in stagnant economies such as France and Italy, that have been slow to reform their labor markets to make them more flexible. The International Grains Council today pegged global wheat production during the 14-15 crop year at 717 million metric tons, that in line with its previous forecast, but IGC now expects global corn production to hit 992 million tons, an increase of 10 million tons on its previous estimate. Brazil's state-controlled oil company said Tuesday it would continue to sell gasoline at prices that are about 60% higher than prices abroad. That's welcome news for Brazil's struggling ethanol industry, the biggest producer of the biofuel after the United States. Most cars in Brazil can run on either gasoline or ethanol, and drivers typically fill their tanks with whichever fuel offers the best value at the pump. In 2011, that became a competitive issue for ethanol producers when Brazil set price caps for gasoline in an effort to control inflation. Since then, 47 ethanol mills have closed and 70 others are under bankruptcy protection. Only 36% of Brazil's flex fuel cars were filled up with ethanol last year, down from 82% in 2009. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Dave Dickey is Director of Agricultural Programming for Illinois Public Media, and he does all of the planning for our all-day Ag Outlook scheduled for the 10th day of March. That's over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. He's done it again. A great schedule. Our special guests include the person you hear each and every day on our air at our local radio station, WILL AM 580. During the noon hour, Sue Martin will be a special guest. We'll talk about the commodity markets with her, and we'll discuss the value of land with Murray Wise of Murray Wise Associates. Murray's been on this schedule before. More important this year than ever to have a look with him at the value of farmland going forward. Murray Wise will keynote the all-day Ag Outlook over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. It is scheduled for the 10th day of March. Just $25 for the tickets, and that includes beef house roll in the morning, and more importantly, a beef house lunch at the noon hour. All of our regular brokers and analysts will be there along with Sue Martin and Murray Wise. Be sure you are to call in right now at 217-333-7300 for your ticket today. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is the 22nd day of January 2015. Let's check the cash grain market now. Matt Bennett is on the phone line. He's with Channel Seeds out of Windsor, Illinois. Hey, Matt, you've been at your new job for a little bit, and that tells me that you've got an idea of actually what this job is and what you do and how you do it. I think everybody'd be interested to know what you've been up to for the last, 4 or 5 months.
Well, with Channel, I've been doing a lot of speaking for them the last couple of years, talking marketing at a lot of their seed meetings, and they found that it was something guys really enjoyed and latched on to. So they decided they want to do a little more of that. Given my commitment to the farm, we were able to work out an agreement where, you know, I give them my information and write for them 12 months a year, but as far as going out and doing the meetings, I just do that in the winter and in the summer. That way I can go ahead and farm there spring and fall.
Oh, that sounds like a great two-job deal for you. Fantastic. I'm really happy for you, and I'm really glad that you're still on the air with us. Let's take a little bit up of what you see in the marketplace. What have you been telling producers at these meetings this winter, especially in the last couple of weeks, because they're starting to get a little antsy about the marketplace?
Right. I mean, you know, we were heavily sold. As you know, I've been fairly bearish beans for, about a year now, I think. But, we were fairly heavily sold, and I still feel like on any strength in the bean market, I want to be a willing seller. And then on the corn, I'm probably a little more, definitely depends upon the producer's individual situation. If a whole lot of hedging had been done previously, I'm not so sure that I want to push those levels a whole lot right now. But a guy that hasn't done anything at all kind of got to scratch his head and ask himself, you know, if we end up having a washout in the beans and the corn falls lower, am I going to be able to stomach another 30, 40 cents down? So it's a pretty tough call. I think moving ahead, you got to watch your acreage pretty closely. And if we don't get a real good acreage number here the end of March, you know, I think you can get a pretty darn good rally on any sort of weather this summer.
So on old crop, you're cautious, and new crop, you're waiting. Is that what I'm hearing for corn?
Well, for the most part, on old crop, we're pretty well sold out. You know, a lot of our guys, though, sold corn basically July on their on-farm stuff.
Right.
So, you know, if the basis gets better, they've been in pretty good shape there. And I think some of those bushels might go ahead and move before long. Yes, they definitely improved. In fact, we've improved 36 cents locally since the 1st of October. But, I think storage bushels and storage commercially probably want to be moving those here before too long.
Hey, I've only got about 15 seconds. Do you agree or disagree with Informa's 88 and 88 for corn and soybeans?
I think it's reasonable right now, and I think that the corn number might be a little rich even yet, but I definitely can see beans being a good 88.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Todd.
Mm-hmm. That is Matt Bennett. He's with TGM, actually with Channel Seeds, and in Windsor, Illinois.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey offers solutions, resources, and expertise to support local landowners. Busey, your dream, our promise.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media from the University of Illinois.
It's National Blonde Brownie Day. Blondies predated chocolate brownies, appearing in American cookbooks no later than the mid-19th century. The forerunner of the blondie was a gingerbread soft chewy cake. By the 1950s, butterscotch brownies were described as blondies. It's also Feast of St. Vincent, patron of wine growers and vinegar makers. On this day in agricultural history in 1887, Sir Joseph Whitworth died. An English mechanical engineer, he was the pioneer of precision measurement, and he held patents for machine tools, as well as textile and knitting machinery. In 1892, Coca-Cola Incorporated. In 1997, Alvin Stockman died, an American plant pathologist and educator. He established methods for identifying and combating disease in wheat and other food crops. And in 1997, although it doesn't have a lot to do with agriculture, we like the story. Lottie Williams of Tulsa, Oklahoma, became the first person known to have been hit by man-made debris from space. She was struck on the shoulder while walking in a park by a small piece of a used Delta II rocket that had been used to launch a military satellite in April of 1996. And that's this day in agricultural history.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Guarantee your seats today for the March 10th All-Day Ag Outlook meeting. It's at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. The cost is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Keynoting the day is Sue Martin of Ag and Investment Services, and we'll get a presentation on land values from Murray Wise. And we'll take all of your questions on soybean and corn futures, cash grain, and whatever else is on your mind. Call now for tickets at 217-333-7300. That's 217-333-7300.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Mike Tenora from T-Storm Weather in Chicago is not available to us this afternoon. However, I do have an update of the weather forecast from South America as we look forward through Tuesday of next week. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, all 100% chance of thunderstorms. Some light rainfall that goes through the evening hours. Highs in the low 80s to upper 70s in the lows, and the low to mid-60s in the northern part of Brazil. Southern Brazil, where it's been a little wetter over the last several weeks than in the northern part of that nation. Also rainfall, light chances each and every day. And the evening, the highs there in the upper 80s and 90s in the first few days of the week. And then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, they'll drop in their high temperatures down to 80, mid-70s. And nighttime lows through that same period will range in the mid to upper 60s. Once you get to Argentina, as far south as Rosario, they'll be very warm, sunny skies through Tuesday of next week. The highs tomorrow, Saturday, in the upper 90s. Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, 102 to 108 degrees. The lows, 68 to 75 degrees as we get towards the end of that period. The lows begin to rise up as high as 82 degrees, so very warm in the southern part of Argentina as we make our way through the next 3 to 5 days. That's a look at the weather forecast. Don't forget to visit our website at willag.org to see all of our outlook schedule and meetings. They're coming up in the next several weeks, and to dial in right now for your tickets to our all-day Ag Outlook meeting. That's the capstone meeting for us for the year. It's at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. The phone number 217-333-7300 to call for your tickets, just $25 each. And that includes a Beef House roll in the morning and also a lunch at the noon hour. That's at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana, the March 10th All-Day Ag Outlook. Call right now at 217-333-7300. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Closing Market Report is a production of Illinois Public Media. Find us online at willag.org.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.